Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really help her to have a lot of clarity so she can just really hear and obey you and walk perfectly in your spirit. Ask and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to really hear the Holy Spirit, okay? Because you're going to hit these points where you're going to need to know what you need to do, okay? And you're going to want to, you know, have answers from the Lord, okay? But that relationship is developed early, okay? Like the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay? So you need to start developing a strong and powerful relationship with the Lord right now, okay? So that you're prepared for this time when it comes. You can already see it like birth pain starting to a certain extent, but it's not there yet. That's for sure. Talking about hearing the Holy Spirit, going through the parable of the sower, the types of temptations, tribulations, and troubles that you can encounter, okay? Now, this, what I'm going to talk about is kind of connected also to the parable of the talents, okay? But it can be a tribulation because when you go through it, you can have trouble in your heart. You can feel a little bit confused and just troubled and inwardly, okay, if you don't know what's going on. Okay, so I want to explain this. This is Luke chapter 16, starting at verse 10. It says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much." Okay, so what can happen is the Holy Spirit can be talking to you and guiding you to do something, okay, and you do it and it doesn't bear as much fruit or go the way that you think it should, okay, and you need to be aware that you have to. One of the main things is huge, okay, about walking in the Spirit and obeying the Holy Spirit and hearing the Holy Spirit is faith, okay, and obedience, okay. You need to bear the fruit of faith, okay, that He's there, He loves you, He's going to guide you, and you believe that He is real. You believe that He wants to talk to you. You believe that He's there to guide you. You believe the promises that are in the Word of God. And so sometimes He'll tell you to do something and it doesn't necessarily, you think that something's going to go a certain way. You think that it's going to turn out really good. You think it's going to turn out like this. You're looking for this big outcome possibly. Okay. And it doesn't go that way. It's like not necessarily that you need to be discerning, of course, that it doesn't bear bad fruit. Okay. But it just kind of doesn't bear much. Okay. Or it just doesn't go the way you think it would. Okay. You see this with Moses, okay? The Lord tells him to go and talk to Pharaoh the first time, and everything goes wrong, okay? Things get worse, okay, with the children of Israel. He gives them a harder job to do, won't give them any bricks. They got to go find their own bricks, and he's like, "Why did you send me here? I don't understand," okay? Now things are worse for them than they were before, okay? But it was the Lord talking to him, obviously. It's this scripture. You have to be faithful and you have to, it's like the book of James, okay? You have to produce works, okay? Faith produces works, okay? So you sometimes will go through this season where the Holy Spirit will tell you to do something, okay? And it's not so much about the outcome as much as it is about you bearing fruit that you hear Him, okay? That you're bearing fruit that you obey Him. You're bearing fruit that you believe, okay? That you believe He's there, okay? And that will bear fruit in works. You'll do something, okay? So, and that can bring about tribulation because if you're expecting a certain outcome to go a certain way, okay, and it doesn't, okay, then you can get confused and pulled off the path and think, well, that wasn't Him and I must have been wrong and I gotta, you know, change something or whatever. And you're wrong, okay? Like I say, you need to be discerning and make sure that it's not bearing bad fruit. But if it's just bearing a small amount of fruit and you just need to be patient, okay, and it just didn't go the way you thought it would, okay, you might just have this scripture where it's just, you just need to be faithful in little. Okay, do well with little, and then later on you'll get more, okay? And you just want to have patience, okay, and stick with it, all right? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, glorifying You and abounding in the blessing of Your Holy Spirit. I ask all these prayers, You, Father, send in Jesus' name, amen.